Blocking improvement, how does that happen? Coaches, talk to us about that for the last 2 days on
I think one of the main things that improves in blocking is practice blocking and game blocking are not the same thing. And, you know, even preseason tempo and regular season tempo are not the same thing. Mm-hmm. So I just think blocking improves with game time, with experience, with getting up to speed. And, you know, you have to tweak your schemes a little bit every week based on who you're playing and what kind of defense they play. But, you know, I think every team's blocking improves as you go along.
And that's just something normal from all the regular season snaps. They're saying they're getting up to game speed, so to speak.
Yeah. I mean, Smitty tells our team all the time, there's practice speed, there's preseason speed, there's regular season speed, and then there's playoff speed. And there's a definite, you can definitely notice a difference. So, you know, that was our first game at real game speed. The other thing is, again, not to make any excuses, we just didn't get it done. But, you know, the snap count should be an advantage for the offense. But in a stadium like that, and it's the same thing when opposing teams come here and our fans are really loud. In a dome stadium for the opposing team, it's tough to get a jump on the snap count because you can't hear the snap count. The tight ends can't hear the snap count. Tackles sometimes can't.
What about that their personnel grouping when they go with the four ends?
It's tough. They can put four really good pass rushers out there. A lot of teams are going to that. St. Louis just happens to be a team that has four good pass rushing ends. They led the league in sacks last year, and they're off to a fast start this year.
What was your assessment of Steven Jackson's first game?
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Did a very good job overall. You know, there's everybody has a couple plays they'd like to have back, but you know, Steven had three explosives. You can see why he's, as we've said all along, he's an every down back. He's hard to take off the field, even though we have some other talented guys at that position.
People look at their ends, but they got some good linebackers, Laurinaitis and the Ogletree kid from Georgia looked like he had a good game.
Well, Laurinaitis led him in tackles last year, 117 tackles, something like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, the guy's been a tackling machine his whole career. They wouldn't have picked Ogletree with the first pick if they didn't have high hopes for him. And, you know, any rookie starting in the NFL, there's going to be some sort of a learning curve, but you know, he looked like he got off to a good start last week as well.
Against the Saints, you had some advantages sometimes in protection where you kept more people in than they were sending. You know, is that the dome advantage too, or you know, how can you pass when you have those?
No, you'd be surprised. How many times we keep extra blockers in and hit big plays. You're trying to buy an extra second for Matt to read the coverage or Matt to set his feet. Now, it's not 100% that it works. Actually, two of our three sacks last week, we were in seven-man protection. We were in max protection, and they beat us one-on-one at one of the spots. But it doesn't matter how good your quarterback is, how good your receivers are, you got to have time to throw. And I think we go out of our way to, when in doubt, we're going to always add protectors. Now, we're going to still spread it out and have plenty of five-man protection, but you got to have plenty of seven-man in there as well.
The run-pass balance?
We need to be closer to 50-50 on run downs. We weren't able to run it as much as we would have liked to. You know, when you only run 56 plays in a game, NFL average is around 64. Unless you ask Chip Kelly, then it's probably higher. But, you know, we only ran 56 plays. I mean, there's a lot of stuff we wish we could have done more of. But when you have three and outs and one and out, you're just not getting enough plays.
Expecting Pede or Benny Cunningham on kickoff returns for
you? Trying to get prepared for both of them. Both of them do a really good job. Cunningham is a hit-it returner that, I mean, you see him breaking tackles. Mm-hmm. I mean, running people over. You know, Pete obviously is a change of speed guy, mm-hmm. quick as a cat, you know. So both of them are dangerous. So we're going to try to prepare for both. And, you know, obviously we'll study both returners. But we're obviously going to have to gang tackle and get a lot of people to the ball.
Benny Cunningham, I think the Georgia Tech fans know who he is.
Yeah.
From Middle Tennessee.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's yeah. the same guy. Harry's punt, how close was he? Looked like he was close.
He was close. He was close. It was good to see him get vertical. You know, we're finally putting that together, and he's getting the ball up the field, and when you do that, it breaks the coverage down versus running to the sideline. So when he attacks the coverage, he'll do a good job, and one will pop. We'll pop one.
Mm-hmm. And Tavon, he didn't have any opportunities last week, just the one for one, but I think he broke a couple in preseason there.
Yeah, preseason, I think it was Denver, he had two big returns. He's explosive. He's a big-time playmaker. You know, he likes to, you know, he's a guy that can make you miss. I'll tell you this, he also finishes with some toughness. He'll break some tackles. We saw him run through some people, so... you know, we've got our hands full this week. There's no question about it.
How'd your coverage units do? I know they then return wise, you had six touchbacks. That was pretty easy.
Yeah, six. You know, Bosch, you know, was getting through the ball pretty good on the kickoffs. Mm-hmm. And then punt wise, he was placing it and hanging it for us. I thought Antone and Drew Davis were very good in coverage. Did a nice job. I thought Jason Snelling showed up and did a nice job. You know, what we've got to do is continue to get better and get more people to the party.
How did some of the rookies grade out for you in their first regular season game?
Probably about what you would expect. You know, they were solid. There were some things to correct, you know, and that'll be for probably until we get about the halfway point, you know, where they actually get a real feel for how to cover a kick and with a guy blocking you, mm-hmm. you know, and still having to be able to still be putting yourself in position to make a play. Mm-hmm. So we've still got some work to do, you know, with the entire unit. There's always something, obviously, to work on, but, you know, we're getting there. We're getting better, making some progress.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Got a tight end coming up here, Jared Cook. What problems does he present to your unit?
Problems. Well, typically a good player is a mismatch type of a player. That's mm-hmm. that's what makes him a good player a lot of times. And he's a big, tall guy that's taller than most of your linebackers. He's taller than most of your secondary guys. And he's as fast as any of the secondary guys and faster than most of the linebackers. He's got good hands. He was active last week. He's a guy that the quarterback goes to with the ball. At least it was evident the other day. So for those reasons, you know, he'll be a challenge for the ball game for us, no question.
Where is Bradford at in his development?
Bradford? Well, I'm not his coach, so I really can't say where he is in his development. But I will say this: he's a guy that's got a lot of talent. I would compare him a little bit from a technical standpoint to the guy at Detroit, in my opinion. I think he throws the ball. You know, he's got a real good arm release. He can be on his back foot and still throw the ball, you know, quite a distance. You know, so he's got all the good skills there. Outside of that, he doesn't have the same surrounding cast, you know, but he's got a good cast, though. They got some young guys who are untested. But I think he's a real good quarterback. He's just, as they're putting their team together, naturally that affects everyone, even the quarterback.
Just going back, how did you assess your unit against the Saints? We would love to talk to you after the game, but we don't get you till now.
Isn't that nice? Yeah. Not good. Good for me. obviously the loss always puts a damper on anything that you think you might have done well. I did the couple things I liked that we did. You know, we did well in the red zone. We were good at that a year ago. We upped our – I thought our tackling was good in the game. Mm-hmm. I thought that we played some good defense in the red zone. I was disappointed in the sudden change where we allowed them to score from the 25. You know, we had them in third and four and thought we had something good going, but obviously they scored, so I was disappointed in that. Outside of that, obviously he threw for a few yards. The quarterback's rating was good. We always like to keep that down. You know, last time we faced him, we were able to keep that pretty. But the takeaways are always the thing that knock a quarterback's rating down, and they change the game. And mm-hmm. for us, you know, takeaways, and for our football team even, that's one of the things that we thrive on. So only getting one interception, we dropped one, mm-hmm. That could have made a big difference in the game. And unfortunately, it didn't make that happen. So I was disappointed in the takeaways. You know, but again, we had our opportunities. You know, got our hands on some balls. The rookie corners, I thought, did a decent job.
Pass rush wise, you got the two sacks off of the tackles and chased them around some. How'd you feel about that?
Well, I thought OC was around the quarterback a lot. And in the one time, you know, he was hopeful that he got the sack, and then he looked up to find out it wasn't his. Yeah. But you know, I thought he was very active. That was good for us from the very beginning. I don't know if it was the first or second play of the game. He was in the quarterback's face, did a real good job. Babs was in his face a few times. You know, two is less than the sacks you want for a ball game. I think if you averaged about three a game, you'd be up there in the top three or five anyhow in the league. So we came up short as far as numbers. But, again, anytime a quarterback does not throw you the ball, some of that's related to pressure. And we didn't get the takeaways we wanted, so... you know, it was okay, but we still need to keep improving in that area, no question.
Mm-hmm. How did Croy do? He flashed on a couple mm-hmm. on a tackle for a loss there on that one.
Yeah.
So how did he do?
I thought Croy did a real good job. Some of his jobs are doing dirty work, and mm-hmm. some of his jobs are real creative and a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. That's kind of the give and the take for what his jobs are. You know, some guys just do the same thing all the time, and so mm-hmm. it's good sometimes, it's not. But in his case, like I said, he's got some jobs that he's got to do that are dirty work, that are not the featured guy, just so that when we do feature him, you know, it's a little bit of a surprise. But I thought Bear played a good game. Okay. Yeah, he helped us a lot, especially in particular running game.